I'd like to speak on the subject of education. I've been a teacher in Wacomico County for 28 years.
Thank you.
And the subject of regulations is the very subject about which I came to speak, and I agree with what you're saying in terms of regulations. Just to give you a very brief snapshot of the daily life of a teacher at this point, I teach at Wacomico High School. I had taught at Bennett for 27 years. I'm now at Y High. This is a typical day. I get a phone call in the morning telling me to lock my door because a gang member that's my ninth grader, that the rival gang is in the building looking for him, so I need to keep the door locked in case they come looking for him to shoot him or whatever it is they're going to do. And then I get the kid that just got out of the jail, who of course is wearing an ankle bracelet, and I can't let him out of the room because he might go do something else. And then I have the kid who's been accused of being a rapist, who's 14, that I have to be careful about where he goes. And then I have the girl who's a sex addict, and I can't let her on the computer because at 14, you know, she'll be doing things on the computer. And that's before 8:30. The regulations are absolutely insane. The regulations have nothing to do with education. My first thought is completely eliminate the Department of Education. Education in this country was better before the Department of Education.
Amen, yeah.
The unfunded mandates are ridiculous. The rules of the way that they are right now in this country in terms of education for a teacher in the classroom, the students have the right. I've been sworn at, cussed at, had the F word thrown at me more times than I can tell you. I've been threatened. And the consequence for the student because of progressive discipline is that, first of all, we have a parent conference. But here's the catch. We don't have the phone number. So I call the phone number that doesn't exist. I call the job of the parent that don't work there. We try to get up with the home situation, but they don't live there anymore. And so that child is allowed to stay in my class. They're allowed to use the F word left and right. They can do whatever they want to do. That continues, that escalates. They can go into other classes and do the same thing. My job is to teach them what the government says I'm supposed to teach them is how to pass a state test. I am terribly sorry, but in my classroom at Wicomico High School, of the 100 and so many kids I have, I don't have any two kids who are the same. So to legislate to me that I have to teach them the same way for the same test, let alone the teacher across the hall or over at Bennett. I taught there, I said 27 years. Why we have this insane notion that one rule, one law is going to make a difference for every single child is ludicrous. The No Child Left Behind was insane, but the race to the top is even more crazy. And if we continue down the path we're going, we're 25th on some levels compared to other countries. We're going to be 200th on the bottom of the list if we keep going the way we are.
I couldn't agree with you more. And this is one of the things that, again, 12 years in the state legislature, this is what I observed. We created a whole lot of more rules. We made your life a whole lot more regulation. Then the federal government came in and added to it. And in the end, we said that education got better in Maryland somehow. Now, I suspect that it just got worse in other places, maybe, but versus the rest of the world, we are not competing. We are just not competing. Because the federal government thinks, and you're absolutely right, and look, I don't think we should pass No Child Left. I think we should remove the federal funding that goes to the local jurisdictions, and we should also say we're going to stop interfering with local jurisdictions, because there is no one. There's no bureaucrat in that Department of Education building in Washington who knows better what should be done in your classroom than you, your principal, and probably your board. Although I'll tell you, I trust the principal and the teacher far more, knowing what's going on in that school. And the fact that someone sits in Washington and make regulations, you know, it's just, we hear this not only from education, we hear from the folks who are in the seafood industry. We hear from all different industries, let the federal government leave us alone. You know, we don't want their money, don't give us the rules either. But my fear is that what they do is they take the money away and leave you with the rules. That'd be the worst of all worlds.
Well, they did that also.
We're going to stop doing that. All of it in the back.
And yeah. Thank you so much.